Anywhere there is an unhealthy or toxic relationship, there will be a poor and porous sense of responsibility on both sides, and there will be an inability to give and/or receive rejection. Wherever there is a healthy and loving relationship, there will be clear boundaries between the two people and their values, and there will be an open avenue of giving and receiving rejection when necessary. By boundaries, I mean the delineation between two people's responsibilities for their own problems. People in a healthy relationship with strong boundaries will take responsibility for their own values and problems, and not take responsibility for their partner's values and problems. People in a toxic relationship with poor or no boundaries will regularly avoid responsibility for their own problems and/or take responsibility for their partner's problems. What do poor boundaries look like? Here are some examples.
You can't go out with your friends without me. You know how jealous I get? You have to stay home with me.
My coworkers are idiots. They always make me late to meetings because I have to tell them how to do their jobs.
I can't believe you made me feel so stupid in front of my own sister. Never disagree with me in front of her again.
I'd love to take that job in Milwaukee, but my mother would never forgive me for moving so far away.
I can date you, but can you not tell my friend Cindy? She gets really insecure when I have a boyfriend and she doesn't.
In each scenario, the person is either taking responsibility for problems or emotions that are not theirs, or demanding that someone else take responsibility for their problems or emotions. In general, entitled people fall into one of two traps in their relationships. Either they expect other people to take responsibility for their problems.
I wanted a nice, relaxing weekend at home. You should have known that and canceled your plans.
Or they take on too much responsibility for other people's problems.
She just lost her job again, but it's probably my fault because I wasn't as supportive of her as I could have been. I'm going to help her rewrite her resume tomorrow.
Entitled people adopt these strategies in their relationships, as with everything, to help avoid accepting responsibility for their own problems. As a result, their relationships are fragile and fake, products of avoiding inner pain rather than embracing a genuine appreciation and adoration of their partner. This goes not just for romantic relationships, by the way, but also for family relationships and friendships. An overbearing mother may take responsibility for every problem in their children's lives. Her own entitlement then encourages an entitlement in her children, as they grow up to believe other people should always be responsible for their problems. This is why the problems in your romantic relationships always eerily resemble the problems in your parents' relationship. When you have murky areas of responsibility for your emotions and actions, areas where it's unclear who is responsible for what, whose fault is what, why you're doing what you're doing, you never develop strong values for yourself. Your only value becomes making your partner happy,